Welcome back. How's your week been?
It has been amazing. I can say that. It's been filled with a lot of adventures and fun and work, and mm-hmm. I enjoy that. So how about you?
Good. Yes. Busy. A lot going on, as always. I feel like I'm pulled in a million directions, but all positive.
Yes. Well, our first guest.
Yes.
Woo! So excited to announce our beautiful, beautiful first guest.
Fantastic.
What else can we say about our Beyonce?
She is, a friend used a term to describe her, and I thought it was perfect, and now I'm blanking on it. It was, she's got the biggest heart of anybody I've ever met. Mm. She just is a love machine.
Yes. She's so extremely talented. She's beautiful inside and out. Because I think that means a lot when you're beautiful inside and out, because your heart matches your outside. Yes. So without further ado, Erin Cahey.
Hi. You guys are the best. I would just like anybody who's listening or watching to know that the girls have a very biased opinion because we're all madly in love. So that is their opinion. And I thank you, my loves, for the beautiful words. Thank you. I'm like trying to look at the camera, but I also want to look at your beautiful faces. So I'll do a little bit of both.
You can look at our faces.
We're going into the light.
Yes. Yes.
So we want to start by just asking you a little bit about what have you been up to? Just lately, what have you been up to?
You know, it's funny. 2020, you know, 2020, right? For all of us. I ended up doing 4 movies in 2020. So I'm really, really, really grateful. So I have 3 movies coming out this year. One of them is, it just got announced on March 21st. It's a mystery 101, like a mystery thriller series for Hallmark. And I play special agent FBI, FBI special agent Kate Coulson. I mean, you would think I'd know how to say it, but yeah, I'm really, really excited about that. You guys, I got to do the whole, the vest and the guns and like, you know, and not that I would actually shoot a person ever, but I got to, protect somebody.
Fun to play.
So it was very exciting.
It's fun to play.
Oh, like
what about your other movies? What are some of the, you said you did 4, so you have 3 mm-hmm. that are coming out. What are the other 2 about?
Because I had 1 come out at Christmas. That was a Hallmark Christmas movie. And then I have another 2 coming out. They're little indie rom-coms. I don't know where they're going to end up. But they're like, one's a summer romance, pardon me. And that was all the quintessential, like, we went on a bike, like the characters went on a bike ride. We went on a picnic. We did a horse-drawn carriage. Like it was so fun. And we caught it right at the end of summer in Vancouver. Literally the last day I was filming in this like little dress, I actually posted it on Instagram, like thinking about filming on the water, beautiful day. And then the next day, torrential rain, and it was instantly fall. So we just got like so lucky. Mm-hmm. What?
It was like the perfect moment.
It was insanely perfect. The timing could not have been better. And then I did. And then the next one is another little indie rom-com. More of like a, that one's like a summer romance. This one's just it's very cute. It's about the restaurant industry. I'll let you see it. I don't want to give it too many spoilers. I actually don't know what I'm allowed to say, but it's just like fun, sweet. I feel so lucky and thankful. And it was really fun. And my co-stars are great.
That's
really great guy.
What's interesting with 2020 is when I was reflecting myself back on the year, and it was such a difficult year on so many levels, but there was so many beautiful moments in that. And it just reminds me that you have to look and remember those blessings, because it's easy to get stuck in all the things that were bad, you know?
By the way, for those listening and watching, it's me, Kat, Kia, and Karen Ashley are the 4 Beyoncés, and it is the most life-giving friendship you could ever imagine. But that's what we all keep our eye on, you know, is like how to harvest gratitude even when it's dark.
Yes, exactly. And when we meet, it's so uplifting. We can all be not in a good place, not feel like going out, whatever. We come together and it's just so enriching and encouraging and supportive. And I love how women do that for each other. Mm-hmm. True female friendship is about lifting each other up and empowering each other.
So
did you always know, and I agree, absolutely agree. Did you always know that you wanted to be in the entertainment business?
Do you not know this story? So my mom, It was for, 40 something years, an English teacher. And she also taught drama a number of those years. So she was teaching at Woodbridge Senior High School in Virginia. And, she was doing a play. She needed a kid and I was 4 or 5 and she put me in the play and that was it. That was, I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to be an actor.
Wow.
And for, so since I was like 4 or 5, I did my first play this is like, so me, I would show up. I had, 3 lines or 5 lines or whatever it is. It's a kid stuff, right? So maybe a dozen. But I showed up to the first rehearsal, of course, knowing all my lines at like 4 or 5. I was so excited. And I was so confused. I was like, why doesn't everybody else know their stuff? My mom was like, yep, I knew from then on.
You always had a work ethic. That's something I've learned about you as I've gotten to know you over the years of seeing how hard you work when you're working. You completely pour yourself into your job, and that's why you've been successful. So,
thank you, my love. Thank you for saying that. But I was telling you the other day, for everybody watching and listening, these girls, I feel like you're that way. You're always creating something and up to something. And I mean, like, you guys go a million miles an hour, and I so. This is what I feel about.
No, you know what? I also wanted to just bring out, it's so great seeing that. Okay. So was Power Rangers your first real buku job?
I had done like a couple, I did like an independent little pilot in Virginia that was, like local. And I think I did it for free. And then I did a little short film and like a couple commercials. Yeah, it was my first real job though. Like my first real,
series regular.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, did you guys have the same, we had a coach on set that would, tell us like, here's how to hit your mark and here's script etiquette and here's, yeah, because I was 19. We had to wait for Michael to turn 18. We were newbies. So I don't know when they started doing that, but we had like a straight up, coach on set.
Wow. You guys were SAG. So that could have something to do with it.
That's very true, because when I do the Disney shows and the Nickelodeon shows, there's always a coach that works with the, right, with the, those that are minors.
So hey, SAG is the Screen Actors Guild and union. So you have union jobs and non-union jobs, and union is way better.
Agree.
We got so lucky. I still to this day, I'm like, but Kia, how was it? How was the rest of doing the show? Was it so fun?
It's been a blessing. It's been an absolute blessing. I did. For those of you that don't know, I play a recurring character on Danger Force called Angela Macklin, the Macklin family. And I actually play the mother of 2 superhero fraternal twins, which is hilarious. And I just filmed last week, and it's just such a great time on set. Such a great time. I feel
so thrilled for you.
But that's what I want to say about you is that, you started out with Power Rangers. You've gone on to do these extraordinary Hallmark movie jobs, Lifetime movies, independent features. You've been on Prime Time. You've done so many grateful things, but you have such a heart of gold. And you're always so grateful. And that is not something that we always find in the entertainment business. A lot of people feel like what is the word I'm looking for? Like they're supposed to, entitled. That's the word I'm looking for. Like they're entitled. Like this is what's supposed to happen to me, as opposed to being grateful to God for the blessings that have come to you. Yes. And so I look at you and I'm just in awe of that and your character. And I appreciate that so much about you.
Thank you, my loves. I feel like you're the reason you see it so clearly in me is because you're the exact same way. So thank you so much for saying that. But I do. I have to say, I think maybe it's because I didn't grow up with much, or I don't know what, but same with Paul. I mean, my parents did a great job and they worked their butts off, but we didn't have, I've had a job since I was 15.
Yeah.
I had 2 jobs when I was 16 so that I could pay for my own gas and car and stuff. So I think my parents just did it right. They were just like, none of this I take it for granted, any of it. So thank you for saying that. Yeah. Every time I'm at work, it's just, I'm like so grateful to be there. Oh, and then they pay me to do it. I can't even believe it.
Sorry, I was just thinking because we were talking about your character, and one thing that's what's very prevalent in your life and you post a lot about on social media is your love of Build-On. So I wanted you to talk a little bit about your work with charity and what drew you to that and why you chose to work with them specifically.
Okay, thank you, by the way, for asking that question. I love you. Build-On is, so for those people who don't know, Build-On is an organization that builds schools around the world and then also works with children here in America and after school programs. It's just the most beautiful. It's basically like you girls, I sort of, you know, our season worked with Make-A-Wish. So because of Make-A-Wish and volunteering with them, or not even volunteering, just getting the opportunity to work with them, I became really passionate about volunteering. And it's such a huge part of who I am. And I volunteered at all these different places like Children's Hospital and elderly homes. I mean, if, like you name it, we pretty much volunteer there. And Build-On is just my absolute favorite because they're so sustainable and they really believe in you're not going into like fix anything or you're going into elevate and create futures for you're going to create opportunity and you partner with the community. It's just the most beautiful thing. And their whole mission is to combat global poverty from the base root of education. So the work they do with the kids here in America is amazing alone, but then they go and they really target, you know, the hardest places to live in the world, the most economically challenged. And it's so cool. Okay. The last thing I'll say about it is just makes me so excited because all of our schools, so we built, I did one with them before because of my friend, Travis Van Winkle. Travis, thank you for introducing me to Build-On. He invited me. And then because of that, me and my husband, Paul, you guys know Paul, but I just said that for other people. We decided we wanted to build a school. And then it kind of snowballed. We ended up building three. And all three of our schools have adult literacy programs, which means generally speaking in these villages, which means the moms are going to school. So it's the coolest, like to see like the moms and the kids studying. And it's just, oh, makes my heart.
I think I love that because I think that's where it starts is being educated, because if we start with the heart of the family, it just has a ripple effect and you're giving them the tools to thrive. And I just love that. I love that they I didn't know that. I thought that they just built wells or built schools. I didn't know that they actually had a whole system that they
they've been around 20 something years. So it's the most incredible thing because they partner with the Ministry of Education in whatever country they're working in. Wow. So they'll go in like Malawi or in Nepal or, you know, all over. And so they'll provide the schools, the structure, the tables, the books, everything needed. And then the Ministry of Education provides the teachers. So it's like this perfect. And then they have a representation from Build-On oversee it forever. Like that's part of their job. So then it's just school after school. And then you can, you know, if you build an elementary school next, they'll build a middle school. Then they're, it's so honestly the coolest thing.
And you stayed with the people in the village, right? You have a host family.
Because that's, again, their mentality is we're not here to do something for them. We're here to do something with them, to create something with them. So you live with your host family and they, it's just so beautiful because they really want to make sure that it's, you know, we're spending time with them and they're spending time with us. So it's like a cultural exchange. Mm-hmm. So we build the school for like the first half of the day, pass into lunch. And then after that, we do, every day we do like, a kind of a class with them. So we would do one day we learned how to make like some of their local wares and things that they were going to sell. So we learned how to like weave a basket or, you know, the guys learned how to do stuff for the next. Some of the girls did too, you know, if that was their thing. It is just like, it's just, even talking about it now, my heart is aching. I have a conference call with them tomorrow. I'm like, what are you guys thinking? Are we almost ready to do another school? Which scares me, but it's going to be great.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
It's a big undertaking to fundraise for it, but it's just the most fun.
Look how much you light up when you're talking
about
it.
Yes, please let me know. I love donating to charities and being a part of charities. And I didn't know this much about this. I spread myself thin with going to different charities. There's some that we do monthly, but I would love to be a part and help out.
Would you guys want to come on track with us?
Oh, I want, that's a dream of mine. I would love to do something like that.
Oh my gosh. You girls are on the list. The next school done. It's so, it's like, and it's really fun. Our whole fundraising strategy. You guys know you came to the Roxy, like our whole thing is we want to have a good time for a good cause.
Yeah, yes. I love it. Is there an age range? Do they have do children go, or is it you have to be over 18 or?
You can, I think, no, because the kids we send, so we've built three schools. We only went to two of them because we sent part of our third school was we sent 12 kids from America, from their programs here in America over to build the third school. Wow. So you could, they do send kids. I think you, Kat, if you wanted to go with your family, that would be conversation that to have with them. Right. Cause I'm not sure. Callum might be a little young cause the kids are seniors generally. Teenagers go and it is and they come back different kids and they're really intense. They go when it's just a group of kids, like the ones we sent, we lived with our village for six days, almost a week. I think the kids live for almost three. It's a really cultural immersion.
I think it's so important for Americans to see how other people live.
Yes.
Because we are such a privileged country. And we think even our poverty levels, yes, we have poverty out here and we have homelessness but in comparison to some third world countries who have their poverty doesn't even compare to ours.
Right.
And yet we complain about and rightfully so. And I'm not saying that we don't have suffering here and people that need here and I help here as well, but we are so rich in resources and so rich in opportunities and things like that. And other countries don't have
just water. The fact that these women have to hike miles with jugs on their head to get clean water, and not even clean water like we drink. It's really fascinating. I remember a pastor talking to me who works for Compassion, talking about his family were living in a village. His father was a missionary, and he said that the whole village, they were, very sustainable amongst themselves. They grew their own food. They killed their own cattle. A whole infestation of locusts came in and ate all of their crops, and they had a famine. And this little seven-year-old boy, he was seven at the time, his friends were dying, measles outbreak. He was losing friends. He was crying because he's like, Daddy, why are my friends dying and I'm not getting sick? And his dad said, because you have a vaccine, you're protected from and I just, when he told me that story, it gives me chills because I go, the privilege of that alone, that he's seeing all of these people dying around him and he was protected. And we don't even think about that. That's just something we take for granted, that we have that available to us.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I think it's so important to push yourselves out of your comfort zone and see what and live and experience another culture like that is such a gift.
Yeah.
So
I just love you girls so much. I love this podcast because we're really talking about and thank you for saying that. I came back. I don't know if you guys remember after I came back the first time, I was like, I would flick a light switch. I was like, that's a miracle. I got in the car. I was like, this is a miracle. It's a miracle. And like you said, even washing our hands, the first time we showered after coming back from the village, we're so lucky. I mean, even so, yeah, I love you girls. See it too. And that's part of it too, is you said earlier, I'm so thankful. It's really hard not to be thankful when you see that over and over. You're like, I'm just, thanks. Just thank you.
Is beautiful about you, Erin, is that you really do live every day in gratitude and it's important. And it's, sometimes we don't feel like that, but you really make it a commitment to see the beauty every day. And that's beautiful. So thank you.
Can I just say it saves me. It's very, it's self-preservation because, some days are hard, right? I mean, especially, the last year and a half year for everybody. And if gratitude gets me out of it, if I'm having a day, which we all have in a moment, sadness, just think about how thankful I am. And it really helps get me out of it. So that's something I can offer up to anybody watching or listening. If you're having a rough day, just take stock of even just that you're breathing.
Yeah. Simplicity.
I agree. I want to hug you guys. Can you guys hug each other for me?
Yay.
So we're going to take a little turn and we're going to make it a little bit more fun in these last 10 minutes. We have some power questions. So we'll all. Yes. Okay. So, all right. First question.
Okay.
could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Oh, wait, just one or like be one superhero?
One superpower.
Wow. That is really hard. That is, you guys, I'm going to have to think about that one. I would want to do something that I could help people. So like
teleport,
maybe, why don't we create a superpower? I would create a superpower that could help feed people. I would just make sure there's no hungry or thirsty people in the whole world.
Just click your fingers and food falls out of the sky.
Right. And clean water and
I like that. Yeah. I like that we would too. Call you the healer. You have a cape and you have like blood coming out of your hands.
But, and then food, just delicious food.
Lightning and seeds for crops.
Yes. And then water. Oh, I love that.
You cry on cue and the water flows from your eyes.
the seeds and lightning from my hands and then the water from my eyes.
But you'd have to walk around like this though, with your head down, the water out.
It's like lasers, but water.
Water, exactly.
Yeah.
Like a human sprinkler.
That's what I'll be called, the sprinkler. Yeah.
I got so visual.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. Okay, question two. What are you really good at but hate to do?
Oh, the first thing that comes to mind, and there's probably a laundry list, cleaning. I'm good at it when I get into it because I'm so particular, but I hate it. And I will avoid it at all costs. Yeah. And I mean all cleaning.
I'm with you. But I start to see things like I can't just clean. I start to see the baseboards and then I see the cobwebs and I get so angry because I don't want to quit, but it has to get done. I'd much rather be doing something else. Like,
yes,
you can't do it quickly.
No.
It just keeps going on and on and on. So you finish this, you're like, yay. And then you say, oh,
you I mean, or if you clean off, have you ever done the thing where you, like one time, well, that's a whole other story. I was jumping on the couch. I was in a great mood and I was like dancing and I jumped and hit the ceiling and don't touch your ceiling. I had no idea. They were white, but after time, like depending on how long you've had your ceiling painted. So I left fingerprints. So we had to repaint the whole ceiling.
Oh no, that would drive me nuts if I could.
Oh, it was, well, we had to do it because it wasn't just like a little fingerprint. I left like a, cause I was like dancing. And so we had to paint.
Question three.
You can go back in time. What advice would you give your childhood self?
I love that question. I think I would say, little Erin, it's going to be okay. Just have indelible faith, even when it's hard, and it will be, it'll be okay. And to trust yourself, like you trust yourself. You're good enough. You're good enough. Trust yourself. It's all going to be okay.
That's good. Okay. Question four. What would you want your legacy to be when you're gone?
Oh, you know, I just want to leave the world a better place than I found it. I want to have made as many people's lives better and brighter and more meaningful and with more opportunities. That's bottom line is I want to have made the world a better place when I left. And the people whose lives I get the opportunity to be in or be in mine or have some way to help.
You've made our life better. Yes.
You've made my life better, my loves. Truly.
Okay.
Your giggles kill me, by the way. When the two of you giggle together, it's just that you should have a whole podcast where you just giggle at each other. It's so cute.
We do a lot.
Okay. What are you most grateful for in your life?
The people. I feel like Paul and I say all the time, we're like, we're so rich with love in our lives. And I'm looking right at you too. I'm my family, my friends. I think I'm honestly like the richest person I know in that way. And I'm so grateful.
And your crumpet, your little crumpet.
Listen, don't even get me started. Oh, she's so delicious. I wish she was close. Maybe I'll see if I can pop her in if we have time.
Now you have a fur baby. You're thinking, why did I wait so long, right?
Oh, I want another one. I also want a mini pig, but I have to pace myself.
A mini pig? How cute. Yes.
They are so cute.
I've seen little piglets, but
little. Really? They're like the size of a piglet.
And they're so smart. Although if we do that, we'll have to go fully commit to going vegetarian, which we have not fully committed to yet. But we can't have a pig in mom.
Can't have a pig and eat meat. Oh no,
eat bacon.
No, she loves bacon way too.
Well, I could have a pig, but I'd be like, hey, piggy.
Eat you, but this is tasty.
I know. Why is bacon so good? I'm with you. Oh,
it's a problem. It's a problem. Okay, number six is, what is the most courageous thing that you've ever done?
Oh, gosh, I love that question. What is the most courageous thing I've ever done? I mean, I guess moving to LA. Mm-hmm. Because I was already going to college in New York, and I had a scholarship, and I was on the dean's list, and I was in this program. I had to audition to get in. So it was like, but I took a gamble on myself, and I'm so grateful because it's really my dreams.
Wow.
Like, you know, yeah, I think that and emailing my husband, because I heard he was asking about me. So I emailed him and I said, I heard you want to take me on a date. So thank goodness I did that.
How bold of it. I love that.
I don't know if that was courageous, because I didn't feel afraid. I just felt like I'm getting old. Let's do this.
I get ticket. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember when you told us about Paul. We were at Ranger Stop in Orlando, and that's the first time
we met him.
We met Paul.
Yes. And you guys were the first friends of mine he ever met.
Really?
And we he came.
If you have a child, you have to name her Karen and Kat.
Oh my gosh.
We should have named Crumpet Nakara Cat.
Should have. Oh, we missed an opportunity. Fur baby number two.
Yes.
Or the mini pig.
The mini pig. Perfect.
Sold, as long as we're on there.
Done. The carrot cat. No,
get over here.
Okay. What is the best piece of advice you ever received?
Wow. You know, this is just the first thing that pops to my mind. I mean, I'm sure I've had so much sage advice over time. I think the biggest thing that keeps coming up recurrently is to listen to my gut, listen to your gut, listen to your intuition. It's, you know, the voice of God. It's your angels. It's like, listen, it's your self. Oh, are you taking a kid picture?
I am.
I love you. I think that's the biggest one. And it keeps coming up. Like, just trust yourself.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay, number eight is, if someone made a movie about your life, would it be a drama, comedy, romantic comedy, action film, sci-fi, or horror?
Oh my God. I mean, what would, if I could pick a genre, I would pick sci-fi and send myself to space. Obviously, who would not do that? But if it was really in my life, probably a rom-com.
A rom-com, like, store. Yeah, mm-hmm. You are a rom-com queen.
I see that. Yeah, I definitely see that.
I think, well, then between me and Paul and Crumpet, I'm like, are the adventures we get up to? Yeah, rom-com.
Yeah. All right, two more. Can you describe one of the most embarrassing moments?
Oh gosh, I have so many. Actually, do you know the story of when I passed out on set?
No.
Filming. No. This is a good one. So we were filming, so it was actually Power Rangers, which I still talk, you know, I always say this is one of my most embarrassing stories. So, you know, I had, my character wore a leather coat sometimes. So there was one scene where I was running and I had to look, the bad guy was behind me, but it was the camera's POV. It's like a bad guy's POV. It was the camera. So he was chasing me. So I was supposed to look back and then look forward and run. Well, we had only practiced in half speed rehearsal. I had never done it full speed. I hit gravel. So you see, they played back the footage for me. You see me look back and then you see me just drop out of frame. And then you see it just like cut off. I You guys, I bit it so hard that everybody was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? I had like skin knees and like skinned up hands. And I was like, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. And then when I was like, someone was like, you're bleeding. And I went like this and I pulled the coat back. Oh, look, I still have a scar. I still have the, can you see it?
Yeah.
That's a scar. And there's still a little bit of pebble in there. Like it's discolored. If you can see, it was so bad. It was completely, it was like gushing blood. I looked at it and fainted.
Oh,
I was fine. I looked at all the blood and I just went boom and fainted. They had to call an ambulance. So, and I woke up and we had done a scene with a black cat earlier in the day. I don't know what. So like, I must've, while I was out, and it was only out a couple seconds, but I saw the cat in my head. So I woke up saying like, the black cat. I think that's why they called the ambulance too. They're like, what? So they had to call an ambulance to set. Oh, so embarrassing.
Oh, honey, that's awful. I'm so glad you're okay.
Yes.
Wow.
I was fine. Just mostly it was my ego that was bruised.
Yeah. All right. This is our final question.
Yes.
And it's a little,
okay,
little cute, funny one for you. Okay. What okay. would you do if you found a penguin in your freezer?
Oh, I would take my savings and I would make him the biggest ice room I could. And I would visit him and I would have him come and I would chill the house so that he could have a lovely experience in the house. Then he could go back to his frozen room. Then we could bundle up and go play with him. Oh, I would make that. Or maybe I'd return him to his natural environment, which probably would be nicer. But first I would cuddle him.
Or he could be best friends with Nakara Cat, the pig.
Yes. And Crumpet.
Crumpet. Can you imagine Crumpet's like, a pig now this? What is this creature even?
What is this? I'm an only child.
Yes. Jealousy would ensue.
Oh, Erin, thank you so much.
You guys, thank you for having me. I love you ladies with my whole heart. I'm so grateful for your friendship and I'm so proud of you. You guys just keep elevating it and keep creating, and it's so inspiring. And to everybody watching, thank you. We, as you know, you're the best fans in the world. We love each and every one of you and couldn't be us without you. So thank you.
Yes. Amen.
We love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Talk to you soon.
Love you. Bye.